My name is Olivier, and this is the Do Happy Work podcast. There comes a time when we are done with the way things are going. When it comes to our work, I know for a fact, my own example, that at some point we are ready to change something. We're ready to do something about it. We're ready to say no. There's got to be a different way. That's why I think it's very important that we talk about choice, because it's actually the only choice I believe that we as human beings have. And it's to either look inside or outside of ourselves. You know, when we're born, we're born with this realization that we have something in us that we can bring out. That's why newborn babies cry and smile and laugh and do all their things, because it's in alignment with something they have inside of them. But then as time progresses, we learn about shifting the gaze outside to let the world tell us who we're supposed to be and what we're supposed to do. And when we realize that things are off, something's not right, mostly because we can't find peace of mind, we can't find peace in general, we can't find lasting joy. So all these things that we grasp for around us seem to not be enough to sustain something that we would call a good life, even though we have a lot of things. This deep sense of lack that we experience in our 30s or 40s or 50s when it comes to this wall that we face in our work life is trying to tell us to stop looking. It's actually not about looking harder to do more, to find different or better ways or approaches to doing what we're already doing, but in more efficient ways. But actually to stop it all together and to shift that perspective from someone who's standing at the top of a mountain and is looking for another mountain to climb, to actually stop and sit down and looking inside of oneself. And I know that this is something that is very, very difficult. And it's also something that is, for the person that's programmed into transactional work, it's counterintuitive, even though it's the most intuitive thing to do. It's actually pure intuition to look within. But because our intuition is so disregarded, has so little priority in this transactional culture that we live in, the business culture of making money, because intuition has no space in there, it just as emotions have no place in there, we think that it has to be something that is aligned with what we already know. And that is a huge fallacy, to think that when we hit a wall, when our emotions are in disarray, that what we need to change is something that needs to be aligned with what we already know. That is major bullshit. When we hit a crisis, what causes this crisis is something inside of us that has been disrespected in that known that we already have. With the knowledge that we already have, we cannot reach that place. So the crisis, the emotional crisis of our work life, is trying to tell us to let go of what we already know and engage in that which we don't know anymore, if that makes sense. And that is true knowledge, if you think about that, because knowledge is that which is like unique to us. Knowledge is information that we have stored within us. But as we're born and we have all this knowledge in us that we don't use, we then kind of put it aside and, you know, we put it in a hole. And then instead acquire all this knowledge around us from books, from teachers, from classes, from YouTube, from whatever you know, whatever you have. And over time, that replaces that inner knowledge that we have. So much so that a lot of people that I talk to now who are in their mid-40s, sometimes in their mid-60s, they have completely forgotten that they have innate, unique, intuitive knowledge stored in them, because they have worked so hard at acquiring knowledge that is not innate, natural, and specific to them. And so when we face a midlife crisis in our work, it's a cry of your inside, of that old ancient knowledge to be brought back into daylight, to be brought out again, to work. It wants to work. That old ancient knowledge wants to be put to work. That's why it's here. But for all of us who have disrespected it, it's very hard because we have no guide. We have a lot of guides. We have millions of guides who lead us out of that knowledge. But we have very, very few guides and guidance that lead us back into that knowledge, that help us shift that perspective from looking outside into the world to looking inside into our own self. And what we would find in that knowledge, that nugget of truth, would inspire our purpose, understand our potential, give wings to our work, to the value we're here to create, to the people we need to touch. All the things are subsequent to that truth. But then where do we start? Where do we start if we want to get to such a place? And it would be very easy to think, well, I just need to, you know, I just need to rediscover my truth. I just need to reconnect with my own nature. That's, of course, true, but that is an abstract idea. You can't just sit down and that, boom, there it is. Like your truth has just resurfaced because you asked it to. There's too much clutter on top of that. So what you need to do first before reconnecting with your specific truth, nature, knowledge, is you need to reconnect with nature itself. And I know that also sounds abstract, but it's actually not. Because nature itself, that the creations around us that we are a part of, they bear testimony to a power that is trying to speak through us. There is one universal source of energy that is present everywhere, that is celebrated through in every tree and every flower, every plant, every animal. And it wants to be manifested through us as well. But here's the thing, our free will allows us to stop that process. Our free will that allows us to shift our perspective from that source towards a source that's out there, a material source, allows us to block it out. It acts like a filter. And then when we do that, that source is not available to us anymore. It doesn't speak through us anymore. So, of course, if you want to understand what your truth is, you have to open that gateway to that source again. You have to open yourself up to the fact that you are a part of nature and not apart from nature. Because that's what we do. If you talk to most business people today, so-called leaders and managers in high-paid positions in corporations, their demeanor and their mindset will speak a very clear language that they actually have lost the connection to nature. They see themselves as a superior creation. They have, through the business schools that they visited, through the degrees, through the past jobs and accolades that they garnered, they have reached with their ego a place where they think that they are better and different than nature. And that is the downfall of man. We have to reconnect with that source if we want to do happy work, because that is our happy work. Our happy work is our ability to take that source and sing that song that we are predestined to sing, that wants to be sung through us, because that energy that wants to go through us, that wants to be expressed through us, that's not our own. It's not for us to own. It is ours, but not to have. It's ours to express, like art that speaks through us. But when we stop that, when we close that door on the energy, because we become so ego-driven, so scarcity-driven, that we want our own peace, we want our own pie, then we stop being an agent of the universe. We stop being an agent of that energy. And that energy that I'm talking about is abundance. Abundance is the infinite energy that manifests in every creature, in everything, in every matter, in everything that is there. But we who want to rediscover our purpose, we have to open ourselves up to abundance again. That is our first step. We cannot open ourselves up to our truth and understand what is my purpose before we open ourselves up to the fact that we are abundant creatures, that we are a form of abundance, that abundance is in us, around us, a part of us, and that we are part of abundance, that we are no different than abundance. And that's not an easy thing. That's not an easy thing. Because consider this, if abundance is trying to speak through us as beautiful work, then there is the mind in us that is able to reject abundance. So it means that if we want to rediscover and reconnect with our truth, we have to first allow this beautiful thing that we have, the mind, which is the gateway to abundance, we have to prime it again to accept abundance. And that is the biggest problem of humanity, that we do not teach people at the level of the mind to open themselves up to abundance. We teach the brain how to become a lawyer and a doctor and a captain and an insurance broker and whatnot. But we don't teach people at the mental level to open themselves up to the source. We only teach people how to be something in the world. We don't teach them how to connect to the energy that they're a part of. And that is the first step. And it's not enough to meditate. It's not enough to do yoga. It's not enough to go into nature and marvel at nature. Of course, it's beautiful to marvel. It's great to take a hike. It's a great thing to do these things. But as long as you, at the mental basis, don't reconnect yourself with the fact that you and the tree and the plant and the everything are one, there is no access for you to the magic of abundance that wants to speak through you as happy work. There's just none. And what that means is actually very simple. Your mindset needs to shift. That mindset that was shifted from an abundant creature into a scarcity-ridden creature. Right? When you went through school and when your parents educated you, they taught you about the dangers of the world, they made you small. You became smaller and smaller in the eyes of the abundance of the world. You have to open up that door again. You have to sit with yourself. You have to create space in which you can expand again as an abundant creature. Because right now, chances are that anyone listening to this has done a fantastic job at taking away their own space, left and right. You add clutter to your lives, you add obligations, but you reject responsibility. So every time that we want something, but we don't claim responsibility for it, we take away space in our lives. Because while we have more, we also have less responsibility and accountability in our lives. But something that is abundant has all of it, all the time. So the problem here is that we who have become so scarcity driven because of the teachings and the classrooms we visited and the books that we read and the YouTube videos and the social media feeds that we consume, we have lowered our energy level. Now, if you take abundance as a spectrum of energy that goes from the infinitely small to the infinitely big, we have reduced that scope to just the matter, to just the things that we can touch. We are now reduced in our mental scope. What we have to do is we have to open that gateway again so that we can take everything that is there in life and channel it. That's the problem, that we have no one that teaches us that. So what is the first step there? Is that if you carve out time for yourself, and you have to consciously do so, You have to consciously tell yourself, my intention is to reconnect with abundance. You have to want it. You have to use your willpower, your free will to say, I intend and choose to shift my gaze inward so I can reconnect with abundance. You have to do that. What happens then? We talked about this another time. You reconnect with the desire to be an abundant creature. And when you reconnect with the desire to be an abundant creature, and for example, you sit with yourself in silence, you then are able to place the intention inside of you that you are actually enough. You're able to reconnect with the idea that you are not someone who's lacking things. You're not on this planet to make up for a certain lack. You're not here to chase after things that you're missing. You're here to celebrate the fact that you have and are everything. And when you do that, when you're actually driven by the desire to reconnect with abundance, and then sit in silence and emotionally reconnect with the fact that you're enough. And you do this every day, day after day, week after week, even just for a few minutes. Here's what happens. Inside of you, an ancient part of your mind feels heard. Something inside of you that was screaming and yelling and kicking for ages before it lied silence and just watched. And then start to perk up, feels listened to. It feels, your heart feels like, there it is. Someone is ready to reconnect with the source. And when you do that, when you actually give signals to your mind that now you're ready to reconnect with the abundance of everything, when you do that, your mind opens itself up to it. Because it remembers. It remembers that that's where we came from. And nothing is stronger than an emotional memory. An emotional memory is everything because it gives you full involvement. It makes you feel abundance. And you will see, as weird as it sounds at first, to sit in the dark with yourself and to tell yourself that you're enough and that you have all you need and that where you are is enough and that you are perfect the way you are and things are perfect the way they are. At first, it will sound like a lie. Like you're betraying yourself to believe things are different than they are. But then over time, something will call back from the dark and be like, I know. And then as this feeling grows, abundance becomes more and more available to you. And what happens when abundance becomes available to you? It becomes easier and easier for you to let go of the things that are toxic in your life and that keep you away from your truth. That is the first step. When you reconnect with abundance, the door opens eventually to your truth because the door to your truth is hidden by the door of abundance. When the door of abundance opens, you start to see the door of your truth. And then slowly, as you push that open, you will be able to receive your truth. Because mind you, if you discovered your truth today, but not with an abundant mindset, you wouldn't believe it. You would reject it. You would say that it's bullshit. You would still go for the boons out there. That's why reconnecting with natural abundance is the first step in discovering your purpose and creating your happy work from it.